today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
It doesn't matter how much we do or where we go or how many different places we're able to visit or see. There is no life without Christ, and he should not be on the back burner of any family in our world today. He wants to be a part. Listen, I am the wellspring. I am the sprouting vine. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. God visits the vine. He visits his garden, and he wants to make sure you're in it. Can someone say amen?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Positions for the Promise series. Join us for the message, Family Promise.
John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Welcome to the house of the Lord. If you're on Facebook or watching on YouTube, please like and share and comment, positive comments. Say something nice and stick with the word. Make sure you're annotating something that would speak to your soul. Our Facebook presence, we want it to grow. And if I can get 50 or 70 of you all to like and share, we'll go around the world. So please think about that, becoming a partner on Facebook, an ambassador, as it were, to help us to spread the gospel around the country. If you're a member of our church, this should be the church that you promote. I see people promoting every other ministry but ours. And if you can't praise your own pond, you shouldn't be in the pond. And so please, if you're part of us, then be with us instead of trying to be some everybody else's voice and everybody else's focal point. Learn how to praise your own pond. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser or the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man remain in me and I in him, he will bear what? Much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. Today I would like to climax or conclude a series of messages that I've preached under this umbrella, Proposition for the Promise. Today's message this morning is, we must position our families. We're dedicating babies today. We must position our families for the promise of God. The promise of God will not come automatically. And it doesn't mean that when you get a lot of money, then the promises have been fulfilled, because people have money and they still break up. A house is not a home because you have a large house. There must be love in the house. And so we want to make sure that the family promise is known. We want to make it attainable to you. I'm going to be dealing with mentorship at 11 o'clock as we close out this wonderful series, setting the stage for a brand new year. Position for the promise today, family promise. Father, I give you praise for this moment. I surrender to you. I would ask that as Truth Revealed and its affiliates, its international arms, everyone connected would come under your authority. Thank you for causing people of like mind to join out of the community. Thank you for establishing the core. And we give you praise. Thank you for saving souls, especially babies. Thank you for saving families, especially mothers. Thank you for touching the family organization, especially fathers. boys and girls. Let it be so. Let the church be strengthened, Lord God, in the family. Let there be a coalition for better families in this church. Father, I give you praise for what you're going to do through this message. Think through my mind and speak through these lips, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's electrify the atmosphere by putting your hands together. We dedicate babies on the fifth Sunday of every fifth Sunday. Thank you for tuning in. And there are several babies that we will dedicate on today. Jesus said, I am the true vine. I want to talk to you about a few things concerning the Word of God. John chapter 15 is known in biblical circles as the fruit chapter. The fruit chapter. I want you to think about fruit, whether that's grapefruit or oranges or apples. Think about fruit. And I want you to think about fruit being sweet or bittersweet. Just because it's hanging on the tree doesn't mean it tastes good. And we want to make sure that our fruit, not only is we're fruitful or prolific in terms of expanding, but we want to make sure that when they taste of us, they don't spit it out. Or when they get around us, they can't stand it, or they judge the whole church by how we act or how we function. Or there is no semblance of God at all when they deal with our fruit. A lot of times the world likes to point at the church and say, look at those Christians. Well, every time you point at anybody, you got three other fingers pointing at yourself. What we say is, we're not perfect in the church. We're just redeemed. We're forgiven of our sins. We've accepted Jesus as the penalty for sin. And he's working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. But this is the fruit chapter. It clearly unveils the union between Christ revealed and his church under the parable of the vine, which has a coalition, a connection with branches and a gardener. I believe the Lord wants me to launch what I call the Coalition for Better Families, which will be a team of people that come together to make sure that the family structure is intact. We will be launching that this year, at the top of the year, sometime within the first quarter of the year, a Coalition for Better Families. We have a lot of single mothers, unmarried mothers that are raising kids, and we want you to get some teaching and training about how to handle these kids. They don't need Jordans when they're 1 year old. They need a fund for their education, and they need some baby food, and they need somebody to stick with them. But they don't need an iPad. They don't need a cell phone when they're young. They don't need that stuff. I don't care what the world is doing. They need a mommy and a daddy that loves on them and kisses them 1,000 times. I said kiss them 1,000 times. Not waiting on a baby to say, I love you, mommy. We tell the baby, we love you. 1,000 times. I love you, I love you, I love you. And eventually it will come from the child. People that don't know parenting, they're waiting for the child to affirm them. They had the baby because something was lacking inside of them. When God wants you to be the one pouring into the child everything that it needs. And we need a coalition, a group of leaders that can help structure that, especially help mothers to become better mothers and fathers to be on point. Or to be present. An absent father is no father at all. We must be on point. We must pour in our love and our affection, not just our discipline, but our love and our affection. And we must support our families. And you can't do that if you're not on site. A present father is undeniably better than just a man who can sow seed and produce children. We want somebody, we need you on the scene. There are several things that I need to talk about. Number one is the core from this text. I'm going to talk about the core. Secondly, I'm going to talk about the covenant from this text. And then Thirdly, I'm going to talk about, actually, I got something I need to say about the burden of prophecy from this text. And then I'll close with the connection in the text. Well, I need to go deeper. Then I'll deal with the infinite care that's in the text. Hopefully it will strengthen the family and those of you that have family. And now you've moved into the grandfather, grandmother stage. You can be able to pass this essential information on to your families. I just came back from Tallahassee up at the state capitol. It was my first time there. And I realized once getting there that there is a culture and a system that's there. They even gave me a little bottle of Patron. I promise you, I didn't crack the seal. I thought it was somehow, the bottle, I thought it was anointed oil until I looked close. There's a culture there. In other words, when they spend money or there's a contract won, people like to pop the bottle. And so don't let nobody make you feel funny. In the church, we pop our bottle, but it's called the Holy Spirit. It's called the Holy Spirit. Ain't nobody crying about popping Patron and doing whatever from the state house to the local municipalities. But when we're in the church, we want to back away from being the ones tied to Jesus. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine where there is excessive behavior, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. And there's a boldness that comes upon us when we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I believe I'm filled this morning to speak truth to power. I love you all and want to see you be the best that God wants you to be. Let's talk about the core. The core, Jesus, God, and you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser or the gardener. Jesus, God, and you. Jesus is the true vine. His Father is the gardener, and you are the family. We're part of the family of God, you and your family or your children. And God has always, he's always been concerned about you, your children, and their children's children. He establishes membership in the group. Jesus is clear when he launches this, and when he talks about the fruit that's going to come, he's establishing the players that's in the group. Number one, I'm the true vine. Amen. That really means there are other vines out there that you can plug into, but you want to plug into the true one. There's some false stuff that you can start tying yourself to, but watch this. There's a divine exchange that takes place, or an unholy exchange that takes place. Whatever you're connected to, it pumps things into you. It pumps stuff into your mind and into your psyche. Whatever music you listen to, after a while, you'll start moving with the music. If you listen to worship, you'll bounce up and down. But you start listening to that trap, you'll start opening up and start moving the way the trap wants you to move. And eventually, you'll fall right into a trap. Jesus is the true vine. God is the vine dresser or the gardener. And you are the branches. Let's establish the membership in the group. God wants you on his team. Jesus is the true vine, and watch this, the sprouting vine. He's not just the true vine, but he's the vine that sprouts, the vine that grows, the vine that pumps life, which really means he establishes his truth as being the true vine because he's the only one that can give life to the branches. The other things we're connected to may get us stimulated, but no life is pumped into us. I am the Messiah, he's saying, the true vine. I am the bread of life. Glory to God. If you eat me, you'll never thirst again. Communion. I am the light of the world. I'm the true vine. I am, in John chapter 10, the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am, John chapter 11, the resurrection and the life. Yeah. John chapter 7, I am living water. It's also John chapter 4, I am the water that comes from the well. Revelations, the book, talks about the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Watch your core when it comes to family. There is no life out there without Christ. It doesn't matter how much we do or where we go or how many different places we're able to visit or see. There is no life without Christ, and he should not be on the back burner of any family in our world today. He wants to be a part. Listen, I am the wellspring. I am the sprouting vine. I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. God visits the vine. He visits his garden, and he wants to make sure you're in it. Can someone say amen? Amen. Watch your core. Families are losing it today because they don't have a core value system. Is God involved in anything? When you make plans in your life, do you ever consult with the Lord? Is he a part of your decision making? Do you ever pull the family together, man, and say it's time to pray? Do you ever grab the hands of your wife and children and say, I see some contentment up in here, and I'm going to lead out. I'm going to call on the name of the Lord so we can get back to God. We need to get back to the truth. We need to get back to the core. We need to get back to what he's already established. The world is drifting away from God, and Corona has divided even the church world. Well, people will go to Walmart but won't come to church talking about Corona. Walmart is your church? A game? Notice, look at all these people in the stands with these football games. Nobody is sitting at home. They're doing what they do. It's only when we come to church, we're afraid to catch Corona at church. And listen, I don't want you to do it. That's why we do our social distancing, and we do everything we can to preserve the house. But get back in the house. Get yourself back in the house. Where you been? What's up with you? We need you in the house. I miss your face. God wants you to know that he needs a core group established. God, Jesus, you, and your children. Amen. So this is what he's calling for. Let nothing, no contagion, keep you out of the house of the Lord. Always look at your core. Even when it's cold, usually the core is what stays warm. Extremities can get cold, but you can't get cold in your heart, in your lungs now, because everything, all of these systems will stop working. It's right in here, that core group. The enemy is trying to divide the house, but you got to pull toward the center. Anytime there's division, pull toward the center, pull toward the core. Even your armor is tied with a belt of truth. That's that which that is that which guards everything and connects all things together. It is the belt of truth. You can have the breastplate of righteousness all day and the helmet of salvation, but if you're not held together with truth, you'll dismantle. You'll unfurl very easily. As soon as you start running with your armor on, it'll start falling off of you. You must tie it together with truth. Always pull toward the center. Notice there is no center without God and without Christ, then you and your family. I believe this year God is going to help our children and our parents to come back to the house of the Lord. For those of you that may be outside of that, I want to invite you back to the house of the Lord. And we're going to protect you. We have everything in mind to make sure we have all of your health and wellness in mind when we ask you to come back to the house of the Lord. But you can't stay in the cold too long. Florida ain't used to 32 degree weather. Everybody. Come on, Trey Song. Everybody. Come on, Trey Song. Everybody. People putting on coats that never wore coats. Because we're not used to 32 degree weather, 29, feeling like it's 29 in Florida. Then why in your soul would you hang out in the cold without dressing it up? Patron ain't your God. Marijuana is not your Lord. These things only cloud. They help us to get through moments, but they're not sustaining life for you. Only Jesus can sustain life. He's the sprouting vine, the one that pumps life. Glory to God. When Moses encountered him, Moses says, "Who shall I say sent me?" He said, "I am that I am, the self-sustaining one." Glory. If you want life in you, you got to get with the true vine that pumps life into the core, which is your family. Second thing I want to talk about is the covenant. "I am the true vine," he says. "My father's the vine dresser. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will bring forth more. Every branch that remains in me gives life." He gives life to that branch. Please write it down. God wants us bonded together in love. The covenant is not just about agreements, do's and don'ts. The covenant is about the bond, not the bind, the bond. Some people are bound to their relationship. In other words, they got a ball and a chain on their ankle. They're bound to the relationship, bound to you. "Well, I got to take care of you." God wants you bonded, not bound. He don't want you dragging. Ball in a chain everywhere you go. A ball in a chain everywhere you go. Dragging your responsibilities everywhere you go. Not really having a heart for it. He wants you to understand covenant. And in the covenant, it's bonded together in love. The Father is the gardener. The Father is the gardener. Father God is the gardener. Father God is the vine dresser. Yes, Jesus is divine, and the Father loves his Son and what his Son produces so much that he is the vine dresser. He's the one making sure that the vine is healthy. He's making sure that it's fruitful and everything connected with it. He's watching over the shrubbery, watching over the greenery and the fruitfulness thereof to make sure everything he designed for it is coming to pass. Yes. He watches over your life. Please write it down. Here's a term: with infinite care. Not finite care or limited care, with infinite care. The scripture says in Psalm 115, verse 12. They'll put it on the screen here in a moment. "The Lord remembers us." Hallelujah. Let that sink in. The Lord remembers us. People will forget you. Sometimes friends will. They'll forget your birthday, your anniversary. They'll forget who you are. If even people that love you forget, "Oh, I forgot." But the Lord remembers us. And he will what? He will bless us. Those that are in covenant with him, you can expect it. Expect the blessing this year. Expect God to turn your family around. Expect God to send some children home. God will bless those who are in covenant with you, in covenant with him. Glory to God. Those who are bonded together in love. He remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Notice the house is blessed as well. Not only does he bless us, but he blesses our house. Let me tell you something. God wants you to own your house. I said, God wants you to own your house. Your renting days are coming to an end. God's about to open up some doors for you to buy your townhouse.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, Family Promise, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-3008. That's reference number 2201-3008. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
On Sunday, April 3rd, Truth Reveal will celebrate 27 years of kingdom life and successful ministry as a beacon of God's light in this region and beyond. Trim Nation, let us pray God will continue to bless our church to change lives, reform minds, transform our communities, and advance the kingdom. Let us cover Bishop and Pastor Sabrina in prayer as they endure to be extraordinary leaders and remained positioned for the promise.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fishing Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.
Trials of the age that I will say.